Agenda item one, report and possible discussion on minimum education training program by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Well, I hate to do it to all the new members here, but we have some, the Pension Review Board has new ruling on the minimum education training. And I do have Barbara coming from TexPERS, which is the Public Employment Retirement System. She's running late here, but maybe she'll come in about the same time Peter comes in. But first of all, just kind of want to look at the required 7 hours of core training that you need to have before end of this year. The new appointees have till January 25th. That was the time you were put on to the committee. And this is 7 hours of core training, and Barb will talk a little bit about it if there's any discussions or questions on it. So what is this core training? Well, it is the contents. It has seven content areas, and those seven content areas are fiduciary matters, governance, ethics, investments. You must have each of those core content areas in your 7 hours of training. In the first year, you take the 7 hours, and every 2 years you do non-core, which is described in here, or core training after that every 2 years. So, you know, looking a little bit at the plan here, there's two, TexPERS putting on two conferences, one in April, and I'm planning on attending the one for April 2nd, which is on a Saturday, in which you can get the 7 hours of core training out of the way. There's also one in San Antonio, and then the Pension Review Board is putting 1 hour out for online training. They plan to put 1 hour out each month until the end of this year. And I know, I'm aware that Matt and Jim Forte has taken it and passed it with flying colors, and it's pretty high level, so it should be fairly easy. So either you can do the one session, or you can see if the online training's available. I'm waiting for Barbara to get here to talk a little bit more about that.
Excuse me, thank you.
Then I will collect the data, and there's reports you need to get back to me so that I can file those on February the 1st. So when Barbara comes in here, I'd like for her to talk a little bit about, you know, the training and questions you might have. I know, John, you mentioned to me, you know, what, you know, so how hard are these courses? I don't think that they're that difficult. And yes, you do have to take, on the online ones, you have to take a test at the end and have to pay past 70% to get credit for that hour.
Who will we register with and make all the arrangements to do, like if we go to one of these?
You actually register with TexPERS.
You do.
And you just go online and do the registration. The one in Dallas is in downtown Sheraton, which is not too big. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the one on San Antonio yet. I didn't show up on the...
When it gets here, could you send me that link to the register?
Yeah.
So April 6th, I cannot do that the second.
Yeah, San Antonio, I went out and looked at the web pages. They don't have that set up yet, so maybe that's coming up here in the next...
I can probably do that.
And you might even try the online, just to see if those... I need to see where Barbara thinks she'll have all the seven courses out there for that. So we may just continue on the agenda, and then when Barbara comes in, she can talk a little bit about it too. Any further questions?
All right. Thank you. All right, so let's go back to agenda item agenda one.
And just catch Peter up a little bit. Sorry, I'm late. That's okay. The Pension Review Board has come up with a new ruling saying that trustees now will need 7 hours of core training between now and
we are trustees?
Yeah, you're a trustee. So
it's all Barbara's fault. No. I'm glad you get to go to class, Peter. It'll be good for you. Well, that'll be good for
me. Some extra over there.
Keep going.
There we go.
Is that a text pool T-shirt?
TexPERS.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There we go. There's our three.
Yeah. Passport. Yeah. That is. Oh, he had three.
So Barbara has graciously come up from Houston to talk a little bit about the plan, if you don't mind. And as mentioned before, here we there are two conferences that TexPERS is putting on, and one is in on April 2nd in Dallas, downtown Dallas, and that's the one I'm planning on attending on Saturday. And then there's online classes that are starting up, right? They only have 1 hour out there now. It's the picture review board. I plan to add the other 6 hours before the end of the year. So I'll turn it over to Barbara, if you don't mind, right. Talk a little bit about it, why this came out.
Yeah, I apologize for being late, by the way. Technology is wonderful until it stops working right when you get to Waco. I'm wandering around the outskirts of town looking for y'all. Thanks for having me. I enjoy the opportunity to not only talk a little bit about TexPERS and the training, but to hear what you all are talking about, because I put the programs together for the conference. So it's really helpful to hear what questions you ask your consultants. So maybe I can build a topic around that. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here very much. As he mentioned, I'm here from TexPERS. You all are members of TexPERS, and as trustees and staff of the fund, you have full access to all the benefits of TexPERS. Anyone with the fund can be put into our database as a member, and then you'll start receiving publications, emails from us about what's going on, updates, what we're doing in Austin on your behalf. So if you aren't receiving emails from TexPERS, you can get with your administrator who can add you to the membership, so you start hearing from us. If you want to register for anything, you'll have to be put into our database so you register to attend anything. I've handed out our homepage because it's just kind of a snapshot of everything that TexPERS can do. Some of the things you might not know about and that you can get to once you're put in the database and become a member. We have an online membership directory that has all of our members, all of our associate members, consultant members, actuaries, and all the retirement systems. So you can search that directory on any number of criteria. If you want to find out actuaries in Dallas or whatever it might be, that directory is there to help you. You can also use it to network with people at other retirement systems. Yes?
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh, please.
Are you going to be the place where you, for your members to make a list of all the unfunded liability amounts? Where can we find that for all of our municipalities?
I believe that would be a part of the asset allocation report that we do, and the PRB provides that as well, I believe.
Pension Review Board?
Mm-hmm. The Pension Review Board has all Texas funds, because not all funds are members of TexPERS, but the PRB has all of that and with their.
So the PRB is going to have that information?
I believe you can get that from them. I think it might even be online. But we also do an asset allocation report. I don't know if you all participate. Do you? No?
No. Okay.
Or, I don't know. Yeah. And this is an association.
So yes, TexPERS is an association.
Funded with memberships. Nobody owns it. It's not a private company.
It's a not-for-profit 501c3 organization. So we also print a directory, and that's mailed to all members. Once you're in the database, you have the ability to keep your profile up to date. I want to commend the fund, because I'm not sure who takes care of your profile on our website, but it's all up to date. I checked it out before I came, and so you guys did a great job with that. And then as I mentioned, once you are in the database, you can register for events. And as was mentioned, we have our conference coming up in Dallas. It's the Sheraton downtown. April 2nd is actually the basic trustee training class, and that's the class that will fulfill the PRB minimum education and training requirements. Then the conference continues April 3rd through 6th, and I brought a few copies of the agenda for that conference with all the speakers, all the topics that are going to be addressed, and you can also download that from the website if you're interested. So the conference will take place over those 3 days, but basic trustee training is Saturday, and it goes all day, 8 to 4. We have a variety of speakers, and we cover all the topic areas that are required by the PRB. There are 7 content areas that are required. Just a little bit about the rules. Existing trustees that were in place as of January 1st of 2015 have until the end of this year to fulfill this minimum training requirement. And the requirement is for 7 hours of training over 7 content areas. Now, there's a number of places you can get that. You don't have to come to TechSpurs if you're not someone that likes to sit in a class all day long on a Saturday. We understand that. And the PRB has other opportunities listed on their website, one of which is their new online training. They're rolling out modules. They're rolling it out in modules, and the first module is available now. Their plan is to have all 7 content areas addressed well before the end of the year. So if your preference is to take it online, you can start that process whenever you're ready. And it's free. So I've checked it out, paged through it a little bit, and you know, and it's a good way to do it if you're not one that wants to travel or be in a class all day. But we like to think that our training is true training, and you have the ability to ask questions of subject matter experts. You'll be sitting at tables with other retirement system trustees that do what you do, and you can talk to them about things going on in your fund and how they're dealing with it. So it's a really great networking opportunity as well. It's $100 for members per person. It includes breakfast and lunch and then the training all day. So it's really quite a good deal, I think. Registration is open. We've already got almost 70 people signed up. I don't think we have a cap, but we definitely, you're still able to register if you're interested, and I hope you are. I should mention past training can also count towards these seven hours that are required. If you took something in 2013 or 14, you can apply to the PRB to have it count towards this minimum training requirement. Keep in mind that there are 7 content areas, though. So if you took an ethics class, you're only going to have the ethics knocked out. You might have to take some other training. So, and then once we get past this this deadline at the end of the year, that's when continuing education kicks in. It's not very onerous. It's 4 hours of training every 2 years. And that can be in an even wider variety of subject areas, including TechSpurs general sessions during the conference will count towards continuing education. So when you have new trustees that come in after starting in 2017, they'll have 1 year to meet that initial 7-hour requirement. Once you meet the 7-hour requirement, the continuing education requirement kicks in.
On the non-core, what is that?
Oh, I wish I brought that. I'm not going to be able to think of the topic areas off the top of my head, but they're more, they drill down into some of the little, yeah, there you go. And yeah, that's all listed on the PRB website. Their website is really pretty good if you haven't checked it out. Now, in addition to the April 2nd class, we're going to have one in San Antonio on August 13th. So that'll be right prior to our Summer Educational Forum. Summer Educational Forum is our second conference that we do that's a little bit smaller than the annual, but only by a few hundred. We get about 600 people to the annual conference. That's one coming up in April. And about 400 people to the Summer Educational Forum. So that's two opportunities there. And on demand, I've been asked to put together a class in Houston for a couple of the large funds that are there. That's going to be on May 19th. If anybody has any interest coming to Houston, we're opening registration for that basic trustee training class probably March 1st or so.
What was that date in Houston?
March 1st. May 19th.
Oh, May 19th is the
opening registration.
Yeah. May 19th is the Houston class.
When will these? I didn't see where San Antonio was set up yet either.
No. We'll open registration for that, I think, by the end of May. So that's a little bit about the training. I have, if you want to see what the agenda looks like, I have a few copies of that as well, as well as the conference program if you're thinking about coming to the conference.
Right. Any questions?
Let me mention the conference is only $25 for members to attend. It's pretty much funded by our sponsors and our associate members. So it's very nominal. So basically your hotel room cost and we feed you almost every meal, so there's very little other expense associated to the conference.
But the May 19th in Houston, I think that's in the, during the week, correct? That is just your trustee training by itself.
Trustee training, no standalone, right. Okay. We're having it at the Houston Police Officers Pension Fund office, and expect several of them and HMEPs and our new member port with the Port Authority. They're probably going to send a few people to that.
But we can attend that as well.
Absolutely. Okay. That would be great.
Anything else? Any other questions? Well, thank you for coming all this way for that. It was very helpful, but we appreciate it.
I showed up at Enterprise this morning, and they gave me a sports car to drive. I'm like, okay, why don't we go to Waco with a sports car?
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah. We'll give you a pass. You don't have to go back to work today. Go enjoy your car.
I have to drive around.